probably have trouble finding time to do most things, really. But what I've found is it's quite easy to fit it in around other stuff. So sometimes when you've got, you know, half an hour before you have to go and give a seminar, and you wouldn't realistically be able to actually write any, you know, to write anything towards a journal article because you've not got the time to get set up and to start thinking deeply about the types of questions you're working with. Sometimes you can just use that time productively with the blog. So in other words, it doesn't become kind of lost time, I suppose. You can take advantage of those little moments and maybe create a blog post or capture something that you found that actually previously I would have lost a lot of the things that I've located, but instead I can capture them in this archive instead. So I use those little moments, I suppose, that you get in between teaching or when you're waiting to go into a meeting or those types of times to actually feel like I've done something productive by creating some sort of blog post, sometimes quite short, maybe sometimes a little bit longer. So it allows me to take advantage of those moments, really.